A skilled dog trainer can spot potential big dogs early on in the puppy stage. Sometimes it's in the glint of their eyes, the stagger of their walk, or a bark that carries a more confident tone than others. As they mature, they become brash and bold, and their learning curves can be difficult and costly. When fully grown, these big dogs become sales managers, corporate executives, and entrepreneurs. In multi-level marketing, it's not uncommon for big dogs to be handed outright fully mature downlines. They would never build these from the ground level. If they're groomed at an early stage, they can develop into top-producing sales dogs. But dog trainers must always beware. Big dogs are never satisfied with occupying the lower rungs in the ladder. They want to know the fast track on how to get to the top right now. They want you to show me the money. They also have a keen sense of smell for picking out the power brokers and the right dogs to mix with. They don't like authority, and a small dog has a snowball's chance in hell of keeping big dog on the leash. They can't stand yipping. They'll insist on the corner office with a view, country club memberships, and the platinum expense card. They want to be boss and want to know the quickest way to get there. Although more prevalent in some breeds than others, big dogs come in all types. It only takes one big deal to create a big dog, and once you graduate to big dog, there is no going back. Big dog attacks can be nasty. To these guys, all game is fair game, and God help the manager who tries to talk territories. They pillage and plunder with reckless abandon, leaving terrorized prospects, frayed nerves, and dumbstruck clients in their wake. They'll definitely bring home the bacon, but they'll clear out the hog house in the process. Many poodles are big dog wannabes from the moment they enter the kennel. They strive to earn the glory, the attention, and the compensation that the big dog gets. They already have the image and the flash gear, but their ultimate goal is to be able to actually afford to look that good. Retrievers can be tremendously effective big dogs, but they might not be immediately obvious to you. That confidence and ability will still be there, but it won't smack you in the face. Not only are retriever big dogs able to close the big deals, but through their legendary commitment to service, they can maintain that deal for quite some time to come. The big deals are harder to come by for retrievers because they are not just concerned with the sale, but with what is right for the client. Most of their plans require considerable resources, patience, and time to pay off. But when they do, their attention to the client relationship will have them basking in the sun for a very long time. Big dogs are not big on implementation or follow-through. But when it comes to charming and building rapport, they have the best that the Basset has to offer. They can stand toe-to-toe with any CEO and can win their hearts, their confidence, and their financial commitment in a powerfully seductive and mysterious way that only the big dog knows. There is one thing all of the big dogs share. They have very big hearts, although the pit bulls and chihuahuas often have difficulty expressing it. Big dogs love to take the local stray or young pup under their wings, protect the weak, nurture their friends, and be seen as best buddies. In a time of need, or if your back is to the wall, the big dog will be there. A true hero, a big dog can love you to death and make a slobbering mess one minute and take on a pack of coyotes single-handed the next. In truth, the everyday average breed may outsell the hybrid big dog most of the time due to sheer effort and sheer volume. But when the big deal comes around, you'll need a big dog around to handle the close. If you have big dogs working for you, sometimes you'll love them and sometimes you'll hate them. You'll have to treat them differently, and when you do, you'll hear it from the rest of the dogs in the kennel. Yes, big dogs can be a real pain in the behind. But when they land that big deal and you crack open the champagne and cigars, it's easy to forget all of the times they drove you nuts.